I'm almost expecting Eric Zorn to come in a monocle one of these
Wouldn't
times.
That be something to see Eric Zorn in a monocle? And when I say Eric Zorn, of course, you know, I mean the Avuncular Tribune columnist, Eric Zorn. Hello, Avuncular Trump. Can't even say it.
Avuncular Trump. You Avuncular, almost, like,
I almost called
Trump.
Him a trombone. Avuncular. I thought he was a trombone.
Hello, everybody.
Avuncular, of course, meaning...
Oh, like an uncle.
Like an uncle, similar to an uncle.
Someone you would regard the same way you... With
crazy
the same
uncle?
Respect and affection that you would regard.
Drunk
an
uncle?
A drunk uncle, yes. The guy you sit next to at Thanksgiving. Spews comments that you find that make you really uncomfortable.
Is there an aunt version of avuncular? Is there some word that would imply that... Is it untuncular?
I don't know. That's a good question.
There should be an aunt version
Speaking
of that.
Speaking of sexism...
Yes.
There's been a lot of criticism of this ad, the Hyundai Genesis ad.
Yes.
That ran, it was, I think it was right before. Hyundai? What did
like
I say?
Like Sunday.
Did I say Hyundai? Hyundai?
Uh-huh.
Hyundai?
You said avuncular, but you couldn't say Hyundai.
Hyundai.
That's weird.
That is weird.
It's matertural.
Can we start again?
Yeah,
we're
start
not
over.
On the air yet.
Guys,
no, we'll start now.
The ant version is matertural. What is it, Kevin?
Matertural.
Matertural is the all right. I didn't know that.
We'll try that for next week.
Right. It won't fit for you.
It won't fit. Well, you call when you have Kristen McQuarrie in here to talk politics.
She could be matertural.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
She'll slap you.
She probably wouldn't be the first time.
Speaking about this ad for this Korean
Hyundai.
Car maker,
yes,
Hyundai. Right before kickoff yesterday, it's the one with Kevin Hart in it, the comedian, and it begins with the doorbell ringing, and Kevin and this beautiful woman answers the door. And clearly it's a date situation, right?
Right.
And then Kevin Hart pops his face out like from behind the
That's when the commercial lost me.
Well, I thought was your first thought like this is one of these terrible misunderstandings where he thinks she's single but actually it just seemed like at some point that wasn't where that was going because Kevin Hart doesn't look old enough to be that woman
to have a daughter that age.
Daughter.
Right.
And
right.
In fact, Kevin Hart's 36.
Yeah.
And the actress is Paige Hurd. She's 23. So Kevin Hart is not old enough to be Paige Hurd's father. So,
right.
So it's a little weird anyway. But as you remember, everyone watched the game, probably saw this ad.
Yeah.
It is for this feature that the car has. I'm not sure what the name of the feature is exactly, Car Finder or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially a GPS feature where you can always tell where your car is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think of some reasons why you might at some point want that feature. Like maybe you've gone to the mall before Christmas and you can't remember where you've parked your car.
That would come in handy.
But stalking your daughter on a date.
Well,
that's not stalking.
Oh, my goodness.
That's keeping track.
I kept thinking, first of all, for the record, I don't understand the appeal of Kevin Hart at all in any way, shape, or form. I'm baffled that America has fallen in love with Kevin Hart because, to me, I've described him as a gnat. He just won't go away. You know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why anyone thinks he's funny.
I find him funny on occasion. He
a
was
lot
on
of
SNL,
people do.
And he was actually pretty funny in spots.
I can't. Every time he's on, as soon as I see him, I go, I'm out. Whatever it is, I can't watch it anymore.
You're jealous.
It's not even jealousy. I mean, everybody has somebody like this where you go, that guy, it's like the emperor's new clothes.
Everybody thinks he's
funny, involved in this guy.
But I know the truth.
I can't figure out what it is about him. Anyway, one of the features of the car that they were trying to say is if you want to keep an eye on your kid, I mean, he was literally keeping an eye on his kid.
Following him around on a day to a county fair.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Well, first of all, the reason that I brought it up in the context of sexism is this is being ripped online as, you know, you would never have a commercial like that with a father or a mother following a son around
right.
on a date like that.
Probably not.
And
I would.
Would you?
I have sons. I want to know where they are.
You would follow them around with a GPS?
Maybe. Not
maybe.
Unbeknownst to them. But, yeah.
Okay, so, but anyway, this got me to thinking about this kind of feature on a car and the fact that all of us are carrying around already these devices that track us.
Mm-hmm.
And is this something that you would want, that you would care that your family members would be able to know exactly where you are at all times? Is that a feature that you find important? Like, for instance, would you want to know?
I got to tell you, I got nothing to hide. If you want to find out where I am, it really doesn't bother me. And I don't think it would bother my kids.
Especially your husband, right? I mean, Jenny Mac wouldn't care. I mean, you wouldn't care if he knew where you were at all times and vice versa. And I'm sure with Terry also, you guys wouldn't.
They'd know where I am at all times anyway.
You're
either here or at the health club or tennis court. I don't have any other options. Right. So I'm easy to find.
So the question is this, given that, and I have the same feeling, it's like completely matter of fact, where my car happens to be at any time. But is this something that, is this where we're going with phones and cars?
I would like it.
We're always going to know exactly where everybody is.
What if they disappear? What if your child disappears, guy or girl? You're going to want this on your car then.
Well, or if your car disappears. And I can see that. If your car is stolen, it would be a great thing to be able to
But even not stolen, what if, like, you don't hear from your son or daughter and you're wondering where they are?
How many times when you were a teenager?
Times have changed. And my mom didn't want to know where I was.
I didn't even have to finish the question. How many times go to point B when you told your parents you were going to point
A? I lied to my mom all the time because she was not cool. There you have it. It was a different
time. And you're cool, so this is fun.
No, but I mean, I have a much more open relationship with my kids. They do things I don't like. I say things they don't like, but we communicate way more than my mom and I did.
Yeah,
she never knew where I was.
Bill? What would be? If this option were available, would I have a chip put in my kid's shoulder so I knew where they were?
Essentially, because that's what I mean. Essentially, when you can find their phone, you can find them.
True.
Right.
They have that turned on, the Find My iPhone.
Right, but I'm guessing that you could probably find it anyway if you had to call the authorities or something, right?
But
I don't know.
Yeah, but then at what age would you say, okay, now that you've hit the age of 16 or 18 or 19, where would it be 50? You turn the chip off at 50?
I think when they're 21.
At what point are you hovering too much? At what point are you wanting to know too much? Is it too much of a leash? I mean, in a sense, it is a leash. Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like we have the technology now. We didn't before. I think our parents might have done it with us if they could have, but it wasn't even thought about. And 21, they're a full-blown adult.
Right.
You got to let go at some point. I will keep it on until 30, but, you know, most people, 21.
Turn off the GPS. Well, what about a spouse? Would you want to know where your spouse is at all times?
No. Boy, that's tough. Terry and I, again, I know that we're probably alike for many people, but different for others. There's very little to hide in terms of where we are or at any point. So
right, and I was saying this to Johanna yesterday. I said, you know, why not? You know, it'd be nice to know when you're on the way home from work.
Right.
You know, because I'm often home before she is, and I could just like instead of like calling her cell phone, I could just like look on the thing. It's like, oh, look, she's on the Kennedy or whatever.
But then she goes past your house and goes right. somewhere else.
She's at
then
Ryan Reynolds' house. What's she doing at Ryan Reynolds' house?
What's she doing there?
All right, Eric Zorn is here. We know he's here because we put a chip in his shoulder. It's easy to find Eric Zorn. Stick around. More coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Eric Zorn is here. We're talking about one of the ads in particular, the first date ad from Hyundai, the Hyundai Genesis. And Kevin Hart stars in the ad. Eric has brought up.
Yes, you are sorry.
I'm very sorry. He stars in the ad. I was going to buy a Hyundai, and then I said, I'm out. Can't buy one. Eric Zorn has brought up the question about stalking or cyber stalking your kids or your husband or your wife. It's funny that you brought this up because prior to the game, CBS had a special like an hour and a half, 2 hours before the Super Bowl with things you didn't know about the Super Bowl. And one of them is all the players that play for both teams have a chip in their shoulder pads. And the reason they keep a chip in there is so when did you ever see after a play, they'll diagram it and they'll show the way the routes that all the players took.
Yeah.
Those chips provide that for their computer that they just hit a button and all of a sudden that magically, you know, shows up on your screen. And I said to one of my daughters I was watching with, I go, okay, now it's football players, but in a couple of years, it'll be every one of
it'll
us.
Be
you'll
teenagers.
See.
It'll be teenagers. It'll be teenagers, right. I thought that, but that's interesting. I didn't know. And do they just do that for the Super Bowl, or is it for every game?
No, I think they do it for other games, too.
I know in basketball now they have this program that follows the players around the court, and at the end of the day, they can tell you how many miles they've run and just how active they've been and
like
so on.
Like a Fitbit kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of a Fitbit. A couple of years ago, my brother told me, so understand that I took this with a grain of salt. He wouldn't get a Jewel Preferred card because he said when you go into Jewel, if you have a Jewel Preferred card, they can chart you all around the store and know where you're going and
how long
you're spending there. But I said they don't do that in a Jewel Preferred card. It's so you can save money on grapes.
That's not why you get a Jewel Preferred card. Actually, that's not why they have the card. They had the card because they wanted to keep track of what you buy. So they could feed you coupons at checkout that would
that you've already bought. That's so annoying.
Well, but yes, but they would be able to predict maybe the, if, well, she brought the rice checks this week. Maybe she'll buy the corn checks next
week.
No,
you get the coupon for what you just bought, and you just want to yell at them. Thanks.
Well, they
give
you a coupon for an opposing company. More times than
not.
Oh,
now I get it for what I've just purchased.
And I think it also had to do with the kind of things they would mail you and so on. And there were ways that they would just keep track. I mean, I don't. It was like metadata. They would be able to keep track of
who cares what aisle you're in.
But then I talked about it on the air, and I go, my brother, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And all these people called up, including a guy who helped develop the system. He goes, oh no, they want to know, the people at Jewel or any grocery store want to know your exact route of how long you're spending in this aisle, in this aisle, in this aisle, if you're going to produce first or if you're going to beer first.
I don't believe it.
They could just do that with a video camera. They could watch people go through the store. Maybe this makes it easier.
But they wouldn't know. Like,
it would be weird. You pick up a box of cereal and some guy's got a video camera behind the
just following
rice
you
checks.
Right. with a steady cam.
And Kevin Hart.
But there were a number of people I know who didn't use those cards because they didn't want the man to know what they were buying. And I'm thinking, like, what are you buying?
What's so secretive?
There was a story that a family, like a father knew that his daughter was pregnant before anybody else did,
before she told
him, because the stuff she was buying at Target or something.
How about
like
that?
So there are some downside, but I feel like people think that the companies are much more interested in them than they are. They're looking for buying patterns. They're saying, if he buys he buys the Smucker's jam, is he buying the Thomas's English muffins, or is he buying the house brand, and so on. And they can do that, I guess, more easily when they know who you are. But they've dropped that. I think Jewel has dropped their preferred customer.
The preferred cards are gone. But they also can tell, like, when you walk in, where you're going, where, you know, your exact route, and then that's prime space for them. Like, if they know more people are in this part of the store, they spend more time there, that's prime real estate for them.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a whole science to where they put things in grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
put it at the end of the aisle. What's down low on the shelves? What's up high on the shelves?
They put kids' stuff lower because that's where kids' eyes are.
And Kevin Hart.
And Kevin Hart is also low.
He sits in the little baby seat in the cart. I've taken him around the Jewel.
He buys more Apple Jacks than anybody else in America. Did you know that? Because it's low. So, it's not fair to do this to you because we only have a minute and a half, but this weekend was a big one in terms of politics.
Oh, yeah. Let's change subject really quickly. Yes. No, it was fascinating this weekend. Either of you see the debate?
ABC debate? For me. Wendy, did you watch much of it?
I did not watch it.
They just hammered on Marco Rubio.
Yeah, they did.
Especially Chris Christie was going after Rubio because Rubio has had this talking point that he wanted to say, you know, Barack Obama knows what he's doing. He's deliberately ruining the country. And he said it like four times in the same way. And it seemed very robotic.
Yeah.
And Christie hammered him on it. And a lot of the commentators after the debate and the next morning on the talk shows were saying that Rubio had had a terrible night and that this was a really bad thing for him. Rubio doubled down on it yesterday, was saying, I'm going to keep saying that. I'm glad they're playing that clip of me saying it over and over again because I really mean that. But it was one of those things like, is it one of those, like the Howard Dean scream moments where it defines a candidacy and it defines this moment? Or is it something that's just going to be forgotten about if Rubio does well on Tuesday? And nobody knows. It's one of the really fascinating things about New Hampshire is it comes so quickly after Iowa. Iowa, of course, was a week ago today. So 8 days later it comes in. And so they do polling, but things, you know, the facts on the ground change all the time there so quickly.
Right.
And so you're going to have, you know, people making up their minds today, tomorrow, as they head to the voting booth. And so the polling there is notoriously unreliable. People do, but that, if you remember, was it 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be just getting clobbered by Barack Obama, and she came back and won that.
Yeah.
So people are saying that it looks like Trump's going to win big and Bernie Sanders is going to win big. The polls are saying that, but, you know, just about anything could happen.
Sure.
Kasich looks like he's doing well in New Hampshire. They think Rubio might be doing well. Trump seems to still be polling well. Bernie Sanders is way out in front of Hillary Clinton, but all those things can change, and that's going to really change the dynamics going forward.
Can you be way out in front of anybody in New Hampshire? There's only 600 people in all of New Hampshire.
You would think, yeah, that a couple people change their minds and it completely inverts the election. But no, tomorrow is going to be really interesting. And
let's see what happens.
Up late.
Thank you, Eric. The avuncular Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. Thanks again. We will be back in just a little bit and find out what Steve has. Bill and Wendy, WGN.